U.S. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin says Canada and Mexico may be exempted from likely American tariffs on steel and aluminum if talks on a renegotiated NAFTA go well. Mnuchin made the comments while testifying in front of a House Appropriations Subcommittee. Joining me to talk about this and what the Secretary's comments may mean is Patrick Temple West, a business reporter for Politico. And Patrick, what do you make of the fact that the Treasury Secretary says NAFTA partners may be exempted from the tariffs, while the President and others say those countries will in fact be included in the tariffs?
There is a lot of ongoing discussion about what the U.S. wants to do with NAFTA. It is being renegotiated from the U.S. perspective. Mexico and Canada are reluctant to see that happen. And as the president campaigned on free trade, a better trade relationship for U.S. businesses is a key plank in his proposals going forward. And what we saw last week was a big shot at Mexico and Canada regarding aluminum and steel. The U.S. wanted to impose steel and aluminum tariffs. That has hit a lot of opposition from fellow Republicans here in Congress. Treasury Secretary Mnuchin took a lot of heat for that yesterday, and one of the things that he was trying to reassure the members of Congress and his own party were that this wouldn't be too detrimental to their constituents, that there may be some short-term pain for some long-term gain. And one of the things that he said is as the U.S. tries to renegotiate NAFTA, Mexico and Canada would be exempted from the tariffs if those negotiations go well.
So these tariffs are basically turning into another negotiating plank, I guess, between those three countries.
Yes. Yeah, they are trying to, the U.S. is trying to get a better deal for U.S. businesses. Now, what that really means is still in the works, and Secretary Mnuchin was clear that a lot of these details are still to be worked out. He was rather vague yesterday, frankly, about what his proposals, what these tariff proposals and a NAFTA rewrite would look like. So a lot more details are going to be coming from the White House this week.
Does it seem as though having the U.S. impose these tariffs and then say to Canada and Mexico, well, if these talks go well, they won't apply to you. Does that seem like it'll help the U.S. and the Trump administration get a better deal on NAFTA?
That's to be determined, really is. The U.S. has a big market for these, and Mexico and Canada are big buyers for these products. So it depends. It depends how hard the U.S. can really push for a rewrite of NAFTA, how much the president's own party really wants to rewrite NAFTA. And it was a priority for the president when he was running, but it was never really a priority for Republicans here in Congress. They seem to have gotten comfortable with NAFTA despite how much of the pain that it caused U.S. manufacturers.
Do you get the sense that the administration is all on the same page on this, that folks like Peter Navarro and others would take back these tariffs against Canada and Mexico if NAFTA talks go well?
It's so uncertain right now. I mean, this is how this is playing out. I mean, we saw a huge news last night that White House advisor Gary Cohn is going to resign. The thinking is, from what some of my colleagues have been able to glean from inside the White House, is that this tariff issue is the straw that broke the camel's back and prompted his resignation. So, no, it's not clear at all how this is going to play out from the White House. I mean, we could see this dropped by the end of the week and that this doesn't really go anywhere, especially if there's so much hostility toward it from Republicans in Congress.
As you've alluded to, there's a lot of uncertainty and a lot of unknowns with what may or may not happen going forward. I'm wondering what kind of signs you're looking for. What kind of tea leaves are you looking for to try to maybe put the pieces together as to what might actually happen? Like, what will you be looking for going forward?
Keep an eye on the business community. Companies like Boeing have very significant sway with Republicans broadly in this administration. So if there is any indication about how this proceeds, take a look at what the businesses are saying and how they are trying to guide policy. Also, take a look at the Republican House and Senate members. How are they reacting to this? And thirdly, take a look at the specific details that Secretary Mnuchin said would be coming this week. If they turn out to be rather vague, if they turn out to be rather throw some deadlines very far down the road, that could be an indication. The other thing is to keep an eye on the U.S. dollar, some of the economic indicators. How might these tariff issue, how might a potential trade war affect the broader economy, affect the broader indications of business health, economic health in the U.S.? I think those will really determine how hard the president wants to push for this. He seems very eager to engage in NAFTA rewrite and to get better deals for U.S. businesses. That's going to involve some short-term pain. Whether or not it's worth it for a better long-term gain, the president seems to think so. Some of his advisors seem to think so. But there are others who think, let's just keep things stable right now. We can tweak things around the margins going forward, but let's not rewrite the global trade relationship that the U.S. has with countries, specifically its big trading partners in Mexico and Canada.
All right. Patrick Temple West is a business reporter for Politico. Patrick, good to talk to you. Thank you.